Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is Fightful.com. It is December 29th, 2021, in the time slot that is usually reserved for the list and your boy. But as has become somewhat of a tradition, a couple hours before this show, Jimmy Van hit me up and he said, I can't do the show. So last week, what I did was I gave our viewers a free preview edition of the Q&A show that I do on Fightful Select every week. Now, I usually don't do video because, quite frankly, a lot of times I got to pause and text people and say, hey, need an answer to this. What's going on? But I wanted to do one live today because I wanted something in this time slot. I wanted to give you guys a show. I know some of you are off this week, so we're bringing you that content, but every week on FightfulSelect.com, we have a Q&A show, whether it be a live edition, whether it be a taped edition. We do one every single week, and even if I don't have an answer to your question, I use that to craft what I ask people about backstage. So I want to thank all of you who do subscribe to Fightful Select. Hopefully this entices you to do so. Fightful Select has a bunch of shows every single week. Over seven a week, so we're at an average of over one a day. We've got Raw and SmackDown Sour Graps reviews from Alex Palowski. I do a Q&A show every week. Every Monday, I do a show called the Backstage Report Podcast. It's about 15, 20 minutes long. We review the stories that Fightful Select broke in the week prior, and then I add my opinion on them and then additional information. We have the Weekender Podcast with Steven Jensen. A lot of you say, hey, why no reviews for Impact, ROH, 205 Live, GCW? Well, Steven Jensen reviews those every single week on the Weekender Podcast. Every Friday, I do a figure haul video. Did a bonus one today since Jimmy wasn't here for The List Goes On. Now we have coexisting with Rob and Maggie. Maggie, our favorite Bulgarian bartender. The only one we know, but she'd be our favorite one anyway. And Rob Wilkins, who's worked with us for a long time. Every single week, they have a show as well now. And that's in addition to monthly retro review podcasts featuring Joel Pearl and Rob Wilkins. We have dozens of those in the archives, many of which I did. We have dozens of editions of Dark Match commentary in the archives as well, which is something worth checking out. And that's in addition to all the breaking news. Just today, I posted a bunch of information on ROH contracts that are coming up this week. When ROH decided to go on hiatus, we had reported that many contracts were coming up December 31st, and a lot more were coming up on March 31st. We have, like, I think a half a dozen names brand new revealed that will be that will be expiring this week. And we've got a bunch of contract news coming this week. Whew, that being said, guys, leave a thumbs up. Cher Delaware says, you never did the retro review with me that you owe from 2.5 years ago. I stopped appearing on those, but I do still owe Cher Delaware one. That's for sure. Guys, if you want your question or statement read on the air for this Q&A show, donate a super chat like our friend Joel Wood does. He is also a Fightful Select subscriber, so I want to thank him for doing this because he knows that he'll be able to get his question in anyway. So a big thank you to Joel. Get in your question or statement by donating a super chat. Also, donate a Humper Chat, humperchats.com. I almost forgot. Some of you may go, well, what the hell's the difference? Humper Chats allow us to keep more of those, and it allows us to give staff raises and all kinds of cool stuff like that. And if you have a PayPal, it works. Ricardo L. Idolo kicks us off and says, Sean, no question. Just wanted to spread some love. Well, Ricardo, I appreciate you, buddy. Van Twinblade says, how many impersonations do you, a professional voiceover guy person, have in your repertoire? You know, I don't know. I'll never do them on the air like Alex does. Alex Palowski is a trained actor. Like, a lot of people don't realize that or understand that, but like, he's committed a significant portion of his life to training. Before I broke my nose a bunch, I just had a nice ability to sound like other people and other things, but not as much anymore. Now the voiceover work that I usually get isn't to sound like other people. It's to just do reads and things like that. Reminder, humperchats.com, as Hannah mentioned. Matt Reichiel says, happy New Year's, Fightful. Been dealing with COVID-19 patients and stressed out. The stream is helping. Will there be any precautions going to WWE and AEW events in 2022? So, I don't think so outside of building mandates. Now, I do think that if it gets way worse than it is now, they might go to vaccinations required. However, those are very lightly enforced. And like, when I went to Arthur Ashe, like, you could have had a completely, like, you could have just had a picture of a vaccination card on your phone and they would have let you through. It was not enforced, like, hardly at all. Zach says, so many people here will just chat regularly, hoping their stuff gets read, knowing it will only get read in a super chat. Well, my friends, got to send in a super chat to get your question or statement read on the air, and we would greatly appreciate it if you did. As far as WWE and AEW and COVID, I'm working to find out AEW's protocols. I don't know if they still test. If they don't, I will definitely report that. If they do, I will report that, but I'm still working to find out specific protocols. WWE adjusted there significantly over the past week. Joel Wood says, I'll think of a question in a minute, but just wanted to let you know I appreciate all the work you do, especially during the holidays. Well, thanks, Joel. I appreciate that. I'll try to keep my eye on yours to see where it is. But, you know, it's not that bad. Like, Christmas night came along, and I was like, I'm not going to watch any wrestling. I'm not going to do any wrestling stuff. I'm going to take the night off. I got a good hunk of time off this past weekend, and I crafted my last 3 months to make that happen. And then 9 p.m. came around, and I was like, let's watch Rampage. I wanted to watch it. So that love for wrestling just doesn't go away, my friends. Throwback with a monster super chat says, I wanted to say thank you, Fightful, for making everything amazing. 2021 is great, but here is to 2022 with Fightful fam. With WWE gearing up for the Rumble after day one, who do you see facing Roman and Big E? Who are surprises for the Rumble? Get well, DK. So first off, I want to address the get well, DK. Our friend Dwayne, who some of you know as Wild Boy, is in the hospital. His kidneys aren't doing too great, and he's on dialysis. Man, I have never met a more good-hearted person than Dwayne, and the unfortunate shit that he has been through with his family and loss over the past year and a half, 2 years, has been really, really tough. And we love you, buddy. If you're listening, we got your back. We love you. We're here to support you. Always thinking of you every single day. And we hope that you're back here hanging out with us, and hoping in 2022 we get to finally meet you in person. But send your best to him. I don't know if he still gets on Twitter, but I think it's Wild Boy on Twitter. Please send him love. Send him some encouragement. It would mean an awful lot if you all would do that to me. Throwback says, who do you see facing Roman and Big E? Roman, honestly, I think it'll either be Braun Breaker, Drew McIntyre, or Brock Lesnar. It seems like they're gearing up Drew for something. They're having him win an awful lot of matches, and to me, that's not an accident. I mean, usually they don't gear up anybody for anything. Brock Lesnar, I could see extending this feud till WrestleMania, and Braun Breaker is the one that I would love to see just pop up, go, and then bam, there he is. Throw him into the fire, have him figure it out, work with some of the best workers in the world. That's who I would like to see. Braun Breaker is my surprise for the Rumble. Dakota, Raquel, Santos Escobar, I think are all good possibilities as well. Throwback, thank you so much for that, and thank you for bringing up Dwayne as well. Riley Walker says, I know some might not be the biggest fan of anymore, but glad to hear JR is cancer-free, and we'll be back tonight. Need to appreciate the voices of our childhood as long as we can. RIP John Madden. Oh boy, there are a few in coaching and media analysts, whatever you want to call it, that had a bigger impact than John Madden, the video game being a big part of that. My God, the guy was in Tenactin commercials. I mean, he made those iconic even. He was a great voice. He was an excellent coach. He was an amazing analyst, and he provided almost every guy watching this has played Madden, almost every single one. So RIP John Madden. So glad to see Jim Ross is cancer-free. I don't care what you think of his work. Just want to see the guy doing better. Reminder, guys, humperchats.com. You can get in your Humper Chats, get your question or statement read on the air. This show is brought to you by our friends. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, my God, I don't have the overlay. Yes, I do. Psych! For Sigmatic Coffee. So I have mentioned this on the air before. Before For Sigmatic, I never drank coffee. I would drink energy drinks. I take my AG1. I do a lot of other things for energy. But I wanted to try this. And one of the reasons I wanted to try it was easier on the gut, no jittery feeling, and it helps with focus because I got those cordyceps mushrooms. They got that lion's mane. Now, a lot of you will say, does this taste like mushrooms? No, it does not taste like mushrooms. They've got over 30,000 five-star reviews, and they back their product with a 100% money-back guarantee. I tried this stuff because a friend had it, and I wanted to give it a shot. I had never drank coffee before. They said, you might like this because of the added benefits. So I did. I liked it just fine, but I wanted to give it to somebody else for a frame of reference before we did work with them. So I gave some to my cousin. I gave some to my aunt. They love it. I wanted to give them a good solid week before I reported back on that, but they were talking about the focus that they got. They were talking about how it digested a lot easier for them. My cousin mentioned using it as a pre-workout before he went to the gym even. Like, he was good to go. So check out forsigmatic.com. When you use the code FIGHTFUL at forsigmatic.com/FIGHTFUL, you'll save 20% on whatever you want. That's forsigmatic.com/FIGHTFUL. I badly wanted to scale back on a lot of the energy drinks that I was taking in. So Four Sigmatic has been a welcome addition. And now I got my family on the Four Sigmatic train, which makes me happy. Melissa says, when is Lance Archer coming back to AEW? There's no definitive answer that I've heard yet. I think he ended up with a concussion instead of a neck injury, and you got to clear that protocol, so to speak. He was in good spirits immediately afterwards. I was told that backstage he reacted well, smiling, laughing, and that was a couple months ago. So hopefully sooner than later he is back, and I haven't heard of him being booked for anything. Aaron World Order says, sounds like no one's excited for Wrestle Kingdom. Buddy, I don't have a single person ever asking me about Wrestle Kingdom. I don't have plans in order for a review yet. We might see if Jeremy and Joel or Joe want to do that. But, man, there's no hype for it. Nobody's talking about it. Let's pull up the card for those that don't know. Wrestle Kingdom 16. Oh, shit. Well, I mean, there's 30 matches. That's probably why. Takagi versus Okada is going to be amazing. That's going to rule. Shibata is coming back. It's going to be Catch Wrestling Rules, which I'm very excited about. Yo versus Sho is going to be incredible. You've got Kenta and Tanahashi. I'm very excited for that on night two. Naito, Jeff Cobb, I'm going to love. Mayu Iwatani wrestling at all, especially in New Japan, makes me very, very happy. But my God, there's just so much here. So much here. We'll kind of keep you all updated on a possible post-show or wrap-up for that. Because three nights, bro? Whew! Taylor says, Sean, hope you're doing well. Thank you for all the work you do. Do you think Bron Breakker will win the NXT title or the Rumble or both? Hard for me to think that they're going to put him in there again with Tommaso Ciampa and not have him win. So that leads me to believe he'll win that and not the Rumble. I think he should win the Rumble, though. KE775 says, do you think Walter coming over next week is a sign he'll be here in 2022 or a one-off? And do you think Dakota is main roster bound? Yes, I think she's main roster bound or something. I mean, she was streaming on Twitch and saying no matter what happens, stuff. I'm like, who the hell knows, man? They got a look at her. They got several looks at her over the past few months. They stopped having her come to do a lot of the dark matches, and she was doing quite a few of them, if I remember right. Because she hasn't done one in a month and a half. She hasn't done one since November 12th, and she did, God, she faced Amari Miller, she faced Xia Li, she did the tag stuff with Aaliyah. She did like 7 or 8 different dark matches, and I heard it went well. But yeah, I think Walter being there next week is a sign that he is possibly coming over next year. Joel says, do you see Johnny Gargano returning to WWE after he takes time off, or do you see him showing up at AEW in Cleveland? Well, he has spoken pretty clearly that he knew that he was going to leave a year ago. To me, that doesn't seem like the kind of guy that is that intent on coming back. I think he'll probably pop up at AEW in Cleveland. But I think he will appear in WWE again in the future at some point.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Apologies, I'm muted, guys. I got the message from Jimmy. So this question, GCW champ Moxley. Still recovering. What do I think the chances are Gresham and Bandido defending the titles? Streaming my super chat. Oh, the great muter has muted himself. Oh, amazing. I've got asthma and I cough a lot, so I didn't want you all to hear me cough, for example. Amazing. Oh, God. Joel sent a super chat to tell me I muted myself. This is amazing. I'm sorry. Hey, Gualberto, the question about Roxy, it's not a super chat. I've got news on that coming to Fightful Select this weekend, so subscribe. The ROH stuff. Well, ROH liked GCW enough to where they wanted to do a talent exchange in the fall. The Briscoes for Effie and AJ Gray. And to me, that tells me that ROH understands the value of GCW and their things appearing collectively there. Because they did not need to do a talent exchange to book AJ Gray and Effie. They're free agents. They could do whatever the hell they wanted. But I that would lead me to believe that Gresham and or Bandido could defend that title there. If I were either one of them, I would do the one-on-one. I would do Bandido versus Gresham there for the world title, the undisputed title. As far as Moxley, I think they're doing the top contender match at GCW this weekend or next weekend, whenever it is. I think might be next weekend. But Brett Lauderdale said that he's going to keep that title on Moxley until he can defend it. Ryan says, do you think we'll see control of the narrative? EC3, Adam Scheer, and Karrion Kross coming to AEW if a trios division is formed. To me, I think they should. That is, the sum of all parts makes them more buzzworthy. Like, WWE main roster did some harm to EC3 and Karrion Kross because they went there and they got treated terribly. And I think them together, that's something that a lot of people didn't expect, and I think that's pretty cool. Joel, no, I absolutely do not want to join the gimmick for New Japan Night 1 and 2. I am not doing a watch-along this year. Gualberto Maldonado, I see your super chat. So about the Roxy thing, any idea if she's going to sign? I don't know yet. I know she did really well at the tryouts. I don't know if she's going to sign, but I do have more of a story on that on Fightful Select this weekend. Riley says, do you know how the Rey Mysterio Cartoon Network cartoon came around? Do you know if WWE is a part of the deal? I think they would have to be right now. But no, I don't know yet. I'll ask about that. But I mean, why wouldn't you want to do something like that? Anakin says, is Jake Atlas signed to AEW full-time or just on a tiered deal? Sending best wishes to Wild Boy. Looking forward to ringing in the new year, especially as you and Kate will most likely be on the air when it happens Friday night. No, we won't. We are not doing a show Friday night. There is no SmackDown. It is a top 10 show. We will not be on the air as the clock strikes 12. We ain't working that night. Sorry, guys. I think everybody will be all right. I don't know if Atlas is signed full time. I have not heard that yet, but I heard people speculating. I'm working on finding that out. I'm hopeful that I'll be able to today. Jay Blood says, when the muter becomes the muted. I mean, I got to show up with the face paint now, like the crazy extra mask. Joel Wood says, the great muter. This would have been Denise's dream come true during the post-Raw shows. Tom Brady says, Randy versus Walter, unmuted version. Shit, I was muted for that too. Damn it. No, I don't think so. But I think Walter is coming over for longer. Is coming over for longer. But I don't expect to see that. I think that they've got a lot of great stories they can tell in the Royal Rumble, though. I would love to see Walter get face-to-face with Omos. Damn. Irene C. says, when will the contracts of some of AEW's earliest signed talent begin to expire? Because the roster is quite full, but Tony keeps signing more talent. Oh, boy. how about Irene? How about this week? I'll have some news on one this week that was set to expire. Denise, you know what we're going to do? We are going to... Where? Denise's comment was so long that I can't even... yeah, I can. We put Denise in timeout. Denise tweeted that karma is a bitch. Well, you know, I can't say much. What else can I say? What else can I say? I deserved it. You guys didn't deserve it, but I sure did. Philip says, I'm a big fan of Bray Wyatt. Do you think WWE could bring Bray Wyatt back at some point next year? Yes. I do. God, I'm getting it from everywhere. Everywhere right now, over muting myself. Oh, Hannah says, don't blame the mods. This ain't our fault. You're telling me. Damn. But yeah, I think that WWE will probably try to up their star power again next year. Wouldn't surprise me to see several people brought back, because probably on lesser deals, but they need some star power. They are pretty thin, and they don't build enough people to really make that work long term. Damn, that's embarrassing. I'm still well, I'm looking through the comments. We need step post. The muter has been muted. He's just motoring through this. Oh shit. The great meter isn't so great after all. Denise got him. We can't hear you. Where are the mods? What can they do? They can't turn my sound on. Amazing. Amazing. I'm leaving that in. Oh God, I really need to take it out of the audio version. Damn it. Oh, I'm so glad. I miss CMs. When do you think Brody King shows up? And who do you think could or should work in the House of Black? I think he could show up as early as tonight, as late as January. I would expect to see him, Brody King, there in January. I would like to see Pac in there as well. I think that would be really great. They would get a lot of purpose. Man, they're just so good as well. So that would fit really, really well. Jay Blood says, get your hand, watch out, getting your hand stuck in the washing machine today. When it rains, it pours. Graven says, if I based what I watch only on YouTube wrestling news channels, I'd only watch AEW and WWE. I'm watching Wrestle Kingdom 16 because I'm a fan. You see Hook versus Narita in 2022. I don't see that happening. But quite frankly, since the pandemic, I have not enjoyed New Japan proper. I've liked New Japan Strong quite a bit. But the regular New Japan has not really captured my imagination that much. Throwback with another monster one. Says, I figure it's been a long time since I dropped this amount. Well worth it. Congrats, Sean, on your contract. What are some places and goals you want to reach in 2022? Who are some talent that nobody knows about that'll make a splash in 2022? I don't want to say nobody knows about her, but Jody Threat is one that I keep saying she is going to get a lot of attention. Ninja Mac is going to keep getting a lot of attention. What are some goals that I want to accomplish? I want to accomplish 100,000 Fightful YouTube subscribers. I want to hit 5,000 Fightful Select subscribers. So I'll give you guys the little gimmick on Fightful Select, because it peeves me off too. But Fightful Select, you get charged at the beginning of the month no matter what. That's a Patreon thing, not an us thing. But as a result, we get a ton of cancellations. So every month we get up past 4,000 again. Then we lose like 700-800 subscribers at the beginning of the month. And we got to work our way back up to 4,000. We're down a little bit this month from last month. So we're trying to get up to 5,000. We've never quite hit like 46, 47, 48, 49, 5,000. Gerard Ryan says, looks like Impact Hard to Kill officially sold out. Any idea how many tickets are made available? Now, don't quote me on this. I believe it was about 200 or 300. Don't quote me on that. I looked at the seating chart recently. Throwback, I want to get to 100,000 Fightful subscribers on YouTube. We had a massive jump this year. Let me look. That's why I turned subscribers only mode on the YouTube chat now, because now if somebody wants to come into our chat and troll, they've got to subscribe to us to do it. they have to. But this year alone, like we have hit, we've jumped 25,000 subscribers. In 2020, we jumped 16,800 subscribers. So I think that it's not out of the realm of possibility to think that based on the jump from 16 to 25, that we can jump to maybe 30. 35,000 subscribers this year in 2022 and maybe hit that 100,000. I want that silver play button so bad. And I know we'd be there if we switched up, if like we split up our interviews, podcasts, and all that stuff long ago, but we didn't do that. It's too late to do it now, but that's what I want to do. Riley says, do you think it'd be crazy for Hook to take the TNT title off Cody? Hook is really over right now, and it'd be a little trial by fire. Yes, I do. I think it's far too early, and I think that the title to put on him is the FTW title. I think that should eventually boot Ricky Starks out of the Team Taz. Sorry. Oh, my mind went blank there. But that's what I'm hoping happens. Max says, did you read my super chat about alter egos on Dark? Well, buddy, I'm going to go find it. Right now, I haven't muted myself. I am looking for your super chat. There you go, buddy. Sorry about that. It says, with the emergence of masked wrestlers like Infinito and Fuego 2 on Dark, any other alter egos or men, women of mystery that you'd like to see? Yes. Let me look up and down the AEW roster. Because I think that's a lot of fun. I love when they do that. Fire Ant, that's one I would like to see. And if you know, you know. I won't throw it out there, but I would love to see Fire Ant. The Yellow Dog Jr. Like to see that. I think that would be a lot of fun. The Black Scorpion, I don't think is trademarked by WCW, so I'd love to see that. Captain Insano. Captain Insano is one I want to see. Absolutely. Got to do that. Next Christmas, I want to see Paul White as the Santa in the warehouse selling the knockoff Turbo Man. I want to see him do like a match on Dark where he does that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Hopefully I didn't mute myself again. I'm getting messages. Karate Man is a great one. Let's see. Those are the main ones. I mean, you know what? They could do Conquistadors as well. Those are out there. They're available. I know a lot of people say Will-O-The-Wisp for Jeff Hardy or Itchweed. I hate those, man. Those sucked. Those were not for me. That's for damn sure. But yeah, I'd like to see a lot of those. Those would be fun. Oh my gosh, I'm putting Denise back in timeout. Joel says they have star power. The problem is they put them all on Raw and left Roman and Drew on SmackDown. They need Bray Wyatt, but the way he feels, I don't know if that's possible. Joel, I got to disagree with you, man. I don't think for 5 hours of WWE TV that they have nearly enough top-level star power to keep that going on, protected top-level star power. Like Kevin Owens has not been protected. He's just perpetually over because he's great at everything. So, yeah, I think they need some more top stars, or they can just protect people. Okay, I'm being told to check my messages. Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to report this one live on the air. Toni Storm is gone from WWE. I'm going to work to find out some more details on this one. Whew, boy. At least that's based on the message that I just got. Jeez. Holy shit. Kind of I'm not giggling because it's funny. It's just like, goddamn, man, that's a crazy thing to get right now. My God. Well, guys, we are going to work to find out some more information on this, obviously. But we're gonna keep working to find out. My God, man. Thank you guys for everybody that donated. Van Twinblade says, would love to see a Black Wrestlers Matter card, 2D Big Swole, ACH Kamara Jackson. Oh, this is a show. Myron Reed versus Kenny Alfonso. Fly Deaf Technical Difficulty says, will you come? It's in St. Louis on February 19th. Unfortunately, I will not be there. I'm booked up that weekend, but whew, guys, I'm going to work to find out some more of this, more on this. Until next time, guys, we're out. Actually, Grayman says, do you see a major AEW tag team event coming in 2022? A tournament? Yes, I think so. But I got to hop off of here. Till next time, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.